some great news stories, right? There's a psychopath who rules the planet. You realize that? There was a news story in the States. I love this one. These fundamentalist Christians down south, right? Yeah, like, where else are they going to be? These fundamentalist Christians in Paris. Anyway. They're down south, right? And they're trying to get creationism taught in schools as a science. Creationism taught in schools as a science. Now, other than the obvious only objection,
it's not one.
Other than that, I mean, I'm not recommending we use reason to guide our decisions. Don't get me wrong. I think it would be great, man. Because it would definitely be the shortest class of the day.
Welcome to Creation of Science. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. On the seventh day, he rested.
See you at the final.
I fucking remember all that.
You ever notice how people who believe in creationism look really unevolved? Eyes real close together, big furry hands and feet.
I believe God created me in one day.
It looks like you rushed it. It's so weird. It's just all our beliefs are being challenged now. You know what I mean? That's what this time is. It's going to challenge all our beliefs until we get back to one universal belief, which is, hey, quit fighting. But Christianity is going the weirdest route. There's actually a Bible out in the States called the New Living Bible. It's a Bible in updated and modern English. I guess to make it more palatable, but it's just weird when you hear, and Jesus walked on water. And Peter said, awesome. We got Jesus hanging 10 across the Sea of Galilee. Yeah. Christ's bogus adventure. Yeah. Such a weird belief, man. And we just had a death penalty thing in the States. They put a guy asleep in California. And it was weird watching the news, watching all these Christians protesting this. Man, short memory, huh? For capital punishment, we'd have no Easter. It's a three-day weekend where I go for it. I'm trying to mother up. I'll pull the switch. What was it, a traffic violation? Sorry, we'll be at the beach. Burning ourselves in your memory. But it's just weird. I don't care what your beliefs are. You have to admit, though, your beliefs are odd. That's the nature of a belief. It's not based on anything, but your fucking belief. What's going on? You know what I mean? A lot of Christians wear crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he's going to want to see a fucking cross? Maybe why he hadn't shown up yet, man.
Shit, they're still wearing crosses. Fuck that. When they're wearing fishes, I'll go back. This is ridiculous. They got the wrong point out of this whole goddamn thing. Excuse me. No problem, George.
Man, it's kind of like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on, you know? Thinking of John Jackie, love it. Trying to keep the memory alive, baby. I did that joke down south, and because that's how smart I am. You want any indication of my IQ? And these three rednecks met me after the show. Hey, buddy! Come here! Mr. Comedian! Come here! Yeah, I love that. Come here. Not a physics major. Taking a guess.
Mr. Funny Man! Come here! Hey, buddy, we're Christians. We don't like what you said.
I said, then forgive me. Later, when I was hanging from the tree. I
It's all fucking true.
But it really is great to be here. Matt, I actually flew on a plane you could smoke on. Ooh, you're really a little nostalgic for Willie there, right there. There's no smoking on American airplanes, none. This is weird, though. They don't allow smoking, right? But they allow children. That's a consistency. I'm a smoker, so I'm trying to cook for them. I don't think there's any sacrifice too great. But I'll tell you this story, right? I'm flying from New York to LA, 5-hour flight, right? I get on the plane, all the seats next to me are empty. Cool, I'm going to bed. No shame. Every armrest goes up, pillows, blankets on my car. Which I love doing because all the business guys look in horror at that, you know? Actually, I had a guy say to me, is that allowed? I bought every seat, shut up. I'm not taking $6,000 naps, you idiot. Put your little computer on your lap. Anyway, I'm asleep on the plane, and I feel this tapping on my head, right? I look up, and there's this little kid loose on the plane. He's just loose, and he's tapping me on the head. I look across at his mom, and she just smiles at me. This guy next to the mom goes, they're so cute when they're that small. The kid's like loose, right? And he runs under the emergency exit and he starts flipping the handle to the door. The guy next to the mom starts to get up. And I go, wait. We're about to learn an important lesson right now. You're right, the smaller he gets, the cuter he is. Cute little speck down there, look at that. You can just take out his jumper against that cloud. Students, since we got a draft in here, can we smoke now? Freeze ball.